Ladies and gentlemen, your Fighting Knights are polishing up for the second half, and we're detailing exactly what just went down in the first. It's time for the Perfection to Detail Halftime Report, bringing you the showroom shine every time.
Welcome back to Deer Valley High School on KNTR 980 AM, KNTR Sports. Bill Beckman, give me a brief summary of what you observed here in the first half. Havasu down by 10 at halftime.
First quarter, very well for the Knights. Second quarter, not so much. The Deer Valley was able to turn this game around. A couple of turnovers by the Knights, a bad punt, and basically were able to come back and put those points on the board. Really had no answer for it. We moved the ball well in the first quarter, but seems to be a little bit stagnant in the second quarter.
All right, we're at the Perfection to Detail Halftime Report. They have a brand-new location on Industrial. So they moved off the island. They're on Industrial, I think right by Camel Cove, one stop in that area,
yep,
on Industrial Boulevard. So please, if you're looking to get your car spruced up and looking good and making it better than it ever has been before since it came off the showroom floor, go to Perfection to Detail. They'll take good care of you and let them know that you heard about them during high school football for Lake Havasu, the Fighting Knights. So some other areas of sports, the Mercury playing in the WNBA championship, Bill. They're out. The Aces swept the Mercury. And I think a lot of people, including myself, were very pleasantly surprised they made it to the finals once again. But the Aces, they're a machine.
They are a machine. They have the talent to take over those games late in the game. So Aja is quite the force.
She is. And speaking about basketball, it's preseason basketball, but the Suns, they won tonight in overtime, so they're 2-0 on this new team that they have out on the court. And so it'll be exciting to see after, you know, Kevin Durant's gone, Bradley Beal's gone, a big shakeup, if you will, in the roster to see if they're able to come out and perform a little bit better this season. So 2-0, that's good, preseason basketball. And I think the regular season starts, I think, on the 21st, so we're not too far away from the NBA tipping off for the 25-26 season.
Yeah, and in Major League Baseball, Tigers and Mariners tied 2-2 in the middle of the 10th.
Oh, boy.
So that's the game being played in Seattle. So.
Boy, the Tigers, they were so hot at the beginning of the year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even with to the All-Star break, and then things kind of going sideways for them. You know, you talk about the Dodgers, right? They took care of the Phillies. They took two in Philadelphia. And I'm sorry. Philadelphia fans can be some of the nastiest fans in all of sports. And so for the Dodgers to sweep the Phillies on their home field and then, you know, look a little bit better, Philadelphia, I forget the score, but I think they beat the Dodgers the other night by 10 or so,
yeah,
10 runs. But L.A., they're going to go on to the National League Championship.
Yeah, they're looking like a pretty good juggernaut at the moment, but we'll see.
All right, we're going to take our second break during the Perfection to Detail Halftime right here on KNTR Sports 980 AM. And KNTRSports.com.
It's not the biggest car lot. There's no marble showroom. No flashy fountains. But tucked away right here in Havasu, there's a place where dream cars find their drivers. Where deals are fair and smiles come standard. Because sometimes, paradise doesn't need to shout. It just hands you the keys. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto. Where hometown values meet the open road. ParadiseAutoAndTruckCenter.com. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto. Proud supporters of the Lake Havasu varsity football team. Go Knights!
Nestled between Parker and Havasu, the spring dining at Havasu Springs Resort is beloved by travelers, adored by locals, where everyday life melts into something extraordinary. From a romantic evening under the stars or a well-earned break from routine, the Springs Dining offers a menu and setting worth savoring. Enjoy a dockside lunch, cocktails in the lounge, or hold your event in the Oasis Room. When you're craving comfort, spice, or something fresh off the grill, your perfect plate awaits. Reserve now at HavasuSprings.com.
Mo Mojave College. The name and look are new. The focus is still on you. Choose from dozens of top-tier academic programs covering arts and sciences, skilled trades, health and public services. There's also corporate and career training, even fun community classes. Mojave College has it all. Big opportunities and real skills that open doors. And soon, bachelor's degrees. It's your time, your college, Mojave College.
There's nothing better than Friday night's football on a Friday night, so that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Hi, I'm Ken Patterson with Havistyle Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Family fun is my favorite time. Let your adventure begin at Havistyle Recreation, your Mercury dealer. If your fun is boating, try our 2025 low SS210 boats equipped with the Mercury Pro XS150, offering discounts over $9,000. Campers, boaters, and desert explorers, bring family fun to your next level.
Sparky, I'm home.
The smell of canine halitosis permeates the air.
Sparky, what did you get into?
Sparky barks.
Your breath is incredulously grievous. It's in a cut above grooming day today.
If you have a Sparky or other related type of animal suffering from bad breath, matted fur, tick infestation, wood floor destroying claws, or any other less than desirable condition, seek the cut above grooming. Dirt cheap approach. A cut above grooming is your number one affordable resource to a clean and happy Sparky. A cut above grooming. Main Street, Havasu.
I'm David Rose. I led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs so our classrooms focus on education, not politics. Also led the way in making Lake Havasu the first district in America to ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches because protecting the health of our kids must come first. Now I'm running for the Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. I'm David Rose, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by David Rose for Arizona.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail, drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test. So it runs Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. It's hard to stop a train.
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Fireman!
Work can you just got a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Fireman!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Fireman!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tireman of Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TiremanofLakeHavasu.com.
Welcome back to the Perfection to Detail Halftime Report, bringing you the showroom shine every time.
KNTR 980 AM, KNTRSports.com, on location, Deer Valley High School. Steve Greeley along with Bill Beckman. It's halftime, and we have a little upset going on. 17-7, the Skyhawks over the Knights.
Yeah, Knights going to have their work cut out for them, but you know, that Thompson over his coaching career has been really good at being able to make adjustments at halftime, and I feel like he's going to be able to do that yet again, although this rain coming down may have a little play, part to play in the rest of this game as well.
Yeah, the rain came back about 5 minutes ago, and it's come down pretty hard right now, coming down. So we'll see how that affects the teams in the second half. It's homecoming for Deer Valley High School. Getting a little bit of rain in the press box, Bill.
Yeah.
Loving the elements.
Little shower. At least we're not outside. We got some max hospitality by by Deer Valley. But
Yeah. Not too bad. So, hey, Havasu, halftime discussions in the locker room. I would imagine that it's going to have to be protective football, right? I mean, that's just a given. And get that swagger back. Get that momentum back. Because after a couple of costly 15-yard penalties, a turnover, it really swayed the momentum. And you have a Deer Valley team that's trying to move to 4-3 on their home field. And once again, it's homecoming.
Yeah, and you know, they're going to have energy just from that. The fan base, the homecoming always seems to rile up the home fields, the home fans. But I think you're right. The big thing is protect the football, get rid of some of the silly penalties. It wasn't a horribly penalized first half, but we did have a couple of personal fouls that really hurt us.
Yeah, we had roughing the passer, and then we had the 15-yard personal foul, tackling out of bounds. So those sort of situations, you want to be aggressive, but you got to be smart about, you know, hey, is this really going to be something that's going to benefit us before you lay somebody out? And we all know it's hard. I mean, it's real time down on the field, and these guys are pumped up. They want to do a good job. They want to make the tackles. And the Havasu defense so far this year has done a really good job of setting the tone. And right now, not that they haven't done a good job, it's just been some costly penalties.
Agreed. And we got to figure out how to slow down their running game. It's been pretty effective in that second quarter, especially.
Yeah. So Havasu, Bill, they'll get the ball first to start the second half. That's a big deal right now. Got weather playing a part in the game here in the second half. That rain's coming down pretty steadily right now. And what it's going to do is going to change the position of the field here in the third quarter for the kicking game for Deer Valley, which if you take that into, make that into the equation, the punts, the extra points, the field goals, all have benefited Deer Valley. I mean, it was a weapon in the second quarter for sure.
Absolutely. And you saw what it did to our punting game.
Yeah.
You know, a 2-yard punt. So.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take our last break during the Perfection to Detail halftime report. We'll be back with the start of the second half. 17-7 is our score. Deer Valley out in front of Havasu.
Anderson Power Sports Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in northwest Arizona since 2022. We have the following manufacturers: Polaris, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, Yamaha, Honda, Kawasaki, Godfrey Pontoon Boat, Bennington, and Mercury. Visit our website at AndersonPowerSportsAZ.com. We take pride in exceeding customer expectations, commitment to integrity, and community engagement through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!
Hi, it's Wayne, a Lake Havasu High School alumni with Neat Pool and Supply.
And I'm Selena. Neat Pool is your hot tub headquarters, bringing Lake Havasu the top brand hot tubs and swim spas, Hot Spring, Bullfrog, and Endless Pool.
Neat Pool and Supply is also your one-stop shop for swimming pool supplies, free water analysis, BioGuard chemicals, parts, repairs, and customer service.
Visit us at 52 Scott Drive, located in the heart of Havasu.
Go Knights!
Salmon's Air Conditioning dominates in saving residents thousands in heating, cooling, replacement, and repairs. Up to $900 in Unisource utility rebates are available for you right now. With Salmon's Air Conditioning, expect superior assistance and quality with their maintenance plan. Receive priority service, parts, exclusivity, special discounts, and all for only $160 a year. Make the switch to Salmon's before your AC switches to broken and unavailable for repair. Visit salmonsac.com today.
River Valley Window Company of Havasu is the contractor's choice for new construction and remodels. They're chosen time and time again because of their no-fuss, no-pressure personalized service and top-quality products with lifetime warranties from window manufacturers such as Milgard Windows. Choose River Valley Window Company, Milgard Certified Dealer, for all your new construction and replacement needs. Visit the River Valley Window Company showroom on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard in Havasu and online at rvwco.com. rvwco.com.
Gear Up Motorsports doesn't just sell bikes. They live them, breathe them, bleed them. Pre-owned, hand-picked, battle-tested. Every ride passes their 31-point inspection or it doesn't make the floor. Parts, Gear Up. If it bolts, clips, or roars, Gear Up can order it, stock it, and put it on. Factory-trained techs will keep your machine riding tight. Phones and questions answered. The road starts here, not at some chain lot. GearUpMotorcycles.com. Havasu Community Proud. Let's go Knights.
I'm David Rose. I led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs so our classrooms focus on education, not politics. Also led the way in making Lake Havasu the first district in America to ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches because protecting the health of our kids must come first. Now I'm running for the Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. I'm David Rose, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by David Rose for Arizona.
A new Whirlpool washer can help you keep up with the laundry.
Give your family's clothes a thorough yet gentle cleaning in a 5.3 cubic foot capacity top load washer with a smooth impeller. Plus, elevate your laundry space with a stylish matte black finish and see-through lid. Visit City Maytag to shop today. City Maytag, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Call 928-855-1188. City Maytag, Lake Havasu.
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Fulcrum, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily, and we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
KNTR Sports, 980 AM, KNTR Sports, streaming from Deer Valley High School. Little rain coming down, Bill, and it's pretty consistent right now, but being the weather guru that you are, you say the cell might be moving in and out pretty quick.
Yeah, it doesn't appear like it's going to stick around very long, and I give that to the Weather Channel app.
You know, it's pretty amazing because, you know, everybody's a journalist now, and everybody can be a weather person.
Well, my wife does. She can tell the weather. She just goes outside, looks up, and says, yeah, it may or may not rain today.
And we're a couple of minutes away from the second half kickoff. I want to remind you, on Sunday, we have another over-the-pond game in the NFL in London. It's the Broncos and the Jets, and we'll have that pregame show at 6:15. Kickoff at 6:30 on KNTR Sports.
A.M.?
That's right. A.M. in the morning. Are you not going to be up and having a beer on your recliner?
No, I will not, especially not for those two.
And then it's the extremely disappointing Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, my goodness.
On the road in Indianapolis.
Or the slap-happy Cardinals, as we like to call them.
The Colts are looking really good. That kickoff's at 10 a.m., and then our afternoon game, the Bengals at the Packers. And then it will be, Sunday, October 12th, the New England Patriots at the Buffalo Bills. No, that's wrong. Paul did not change that. It's going to be the Kansas City Chiefs playing on Sunday Night Football.
I believe you are correct.
But and that is going to be against the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So mark that down. LaVoy doesn't get a paycheck.
Nice.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's KC. They'll be at home, and the Lions coming in Detroit right now. I mean, they lost the first game of the regular of the season, right, to Green Bay. And after that defeat, they've been nothing but unstoppable.
Yeah, Lions, Chiefs, you are correct. 520 NBC.
Once in a while.
Bills and Falcons on Monday night, and Bears and Commanders.
Because I'm going, wait a minute, the Patriots were at Buffalo this past Sunday and beat them.
Yeah.
All right? Kind of like last night's game.
Ugh.
Oh, my gosh. The Giants, look out. How fun are they to watch?
Gataboo. That guy.
Scataboo.
He is winning over New York City, boys and girls.
The post-game show was hysterical.
It was. What did you say to that man? I said, that's a first down, sir.
Those two young kids, what are they, 22, 23?
Oh, yeah. Well, Scataboo might be a little older than that. He might be at 24.
Okay.
But,
so they're still young
20s.
Young men, right? And they have the heart and soul of New York right now.
They do. And they're fun to watch. They're enjoying it. They're having fun. That's what you need. I mean, NFL needs more fun.
And if you're a Steelers fan like I am, you're thinking, my gosh, you know, Russell Wilson wasn't going to work out this last year, and he certainly didn't work out this year for the Lions.
Oof.
What a great career, right? Great career. Went to two Super Bowls, won one, most likely a Hall of Famer. But, you know, when your time is up, let the young guys go in.
Yep.
And that was a good call by the Giants to have Dart start at quarterback. And right now, they're a lot of fun to watch.
Yep.
Okay, getting back to tonight's game, about 30 seconds before we kick off the second half, Havasu, Bill, will get the football. And I think, you know, the rain, once again, is starting to calm down, which is good. The wind's still prevalent, but I think you come out with the same game plan as you started with. And then you come out and say, hey, let's run the ball. Let's mix it up with some passing. Let's see what we can do. Let's protect the football, and let's get some points on the board here to start off the third quarter.
Agreed. That they have to get this momentum switch done. They got to come out with some energy, and they got to come out. I think they need to get a sustainable drive so they can build some momentum. You know, the big hitters are nice, but, you know, aside from that big hit play, they really haven't moved the ball much.
So Havasu set to receive the kickoff. The Barrett number six is deep for the Knights, along with Halo Jump number 10. And let's see.
Interesting. Yep.
That ball is in bounds, and it rolls out of bounds. I think it was touched by one of the Knights receivers up front. I think, I'm trying to get a number. I think it was number 84.
Yeah. Into the wind.
34 for Havasu. Into the wind, and you can see how it messed with the kickoff.
Yeah, and I think he purposely kicked it short just because of that wind. So it's an interesting play for sure.
The ball at the 32-yard line of Havasu. The Knights come out first and 10. I'm going to spread it out a little bit. Trip Burke, number 5, in the gun. And he's got three receivers to his left, but he hands the ball up the middle to Andrade, and he's able to pick up a yard, maybe two, on that first down play.
Trying to spread out that defense, give a little running room for Andrade.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, right? Come out, spread him out a little bit, and same formation. Three receivers out to Burke's left. Andrade, the long setback. Burke's going to roll to his left. He's got a man open, and Devin, number 14, brings the ball in, and he's going to be about 2, maybe 3 yards short of the first down.
Yeah, Mr. Thompson's asking for a little hit to the head there, but no love from the men in the striped shirts, so it'll be third down and long three to go.
They bring in the jumbo package. Third down and three. It's going to be Luke Johnson, number 12.
He's gone
through, and Luke Johnson putting on the jet, and he's in for the touchdown. Havasu, big play. Big play.
Oh, there's a flag on the ground.
70-yard run. And, oh, my gosh. The Havasu coaching staff is calling for one, meaning go for the extra point, and the referees are in the center of the field talking about what this flag is all about. I didn't see anything obvious. All I saw was Luke Johnson putting on the afterburners and just burning everybody going down the field.
Picking up the flag.
And picking it up. Touchdown, Havasu. So there you go. That's what the Knights needed to come out here to start the second half, Bill.
Yeah.
They needed a pop like that.
62-yard run by Johnson.
Great blocking up front, getting into the linebackers, and Johnson found that hole. And then once he found the hole, he turned it on. They're looking for a kicking tee, I think.
Or another blocker. One of the
or somebody to come in. Yeah, they were a man short. Barra with the extra point. It's good.
Brings it to a three-point game. Just what the Knights needed, get that momentum spun around.
They're right back into this thing. Good job for Havasu coming out to start the second half, getting the touchdown. Big run by Luke Johnson. Extra point is good. And right now our score is 17-14, the Skyhawks over the Knights. So the they were one short, I believe, on the field goal, or excuse me, the extra point. And we saw somebody running off.
Andrade running off.
You know, and somebody needed to get there, right? You don't want to leave a gap open.
No, you got to. You want the fast guy to get there so they get there in a hurry.
That's right. That's true. That's true. And every point right now in this ball game really matters.
Absolutely.
So the home team, Deer Valley, has a 3-point lead. Now we have the kicking team out, keeping tee out there. They don't need it for the extra point, of course, but for the kickoff, Vera sets it up. and he's got the wind behind his back. And it's going to be Gonzalez taking the ball at his own 20 across the 25 to the 30, 35-yard line. And he's brought down, tackled at the Deer Valley 40. Yeah, there you go. Nice job by the Havasu kickoff team.
I think that was actually number 7, Sergio Gonzalez, with the run back.
Jay Deacon coming in, putting the hit on. Nice hit by number 25.
Yeah, that's, you hear the pads hit in high school, you know you've got some. That's a good hit.
All right, here we go. This is the first offensive series for the Skyhawks. They're going to come out, and they're going to start a decent field position at their own 40-yard line. It's first down. 10:43 to go here in the third quarter. 17-14 our score. Skyhawks out in front. Yonker is going to hand the ball off. Another big hole up the middle. And running, doing a good job like he left off in the first half, is number 4, Aiden Sanchez. First down into Knights territory at the Havasu 45-yard line.
Again, that delayed handoff. That the Knights had great penetration all the way across the line, and they delayed handoff, and he runs right through it. And I have some gap integrity in there.
Deer Valley with the ball, first and 10, Knights 45. Oh, I think we're going to have offsides on the Knights.
Yeah.
I was looking, you know, they're right here. We can see right down the line of scrimmage, and there was no movement on the offensive line. So it's a 5-yard penalty against Havasu. So that makes it a little bit easier. First and 5 rather than first and 10.
Those pre-snap penalties are always a killer. Always come back to haunt you.
Be a great opportunity for the Havasu defense to force a turnover.
Sure would be nice, wouldn't it?
The ball at the 40 of the Knights. Yonker, the quarterback at the gun. And he's going to hand the ball off. This is the time the Knights defense does a great job, Bill.
Ethan Adler with the tackle, right at the line of scrimmage, maybe a pickup of 7 inches.
Sanchez, the ball carrier again, and it's going to be second down and 4 yards to go. The rain has stopped. The wind's picked up again.
We're getting all of the weather
patterns.
A little bit
of gust is coming through. So it'll be interesting how the kicking game for both teams develops through the second half. Second and 4, and speaking of 4, it's number 4, Sanchez, the ball carrier. I think he's got enough for the first down. Let's see where the
official. He might be a little short.
Now he steps back. He was over the 35-yard line. Now he comes back and he places the ball at the Knights 36-yard line. So, yeah, so nice job by the Havasu defense. Big third down play.
Yeah, a solid yard.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a solid yard.
And Deer Valley looks like they're bringing in their jumbo package.
Spread formation for Deer Valley. Twins to the left, single receiver to the right. And the Knights really sniffed that out. The ball carrier Sanchez, he's dropped behind the line of scrimmage. That was a great play coming in. Trevor Thompson, number 1, putting the hit on, and now you got a decision to make.
Kicking into the wind. I don't think even that young man with the big foot is going to go for that. This is going to be a huge momentum swing for the Knights if they can stop them right here.
Yeah, you're really in no man's land, especially with the wind.
Yeah.
The wind is right in the face of the Skyhawks. So
you're not going to gain much punting the ball. You're not going to.
Yeah, it's 4th down and 3 at the Knights 38-yard line. Knights defense. Just don't get drawn off sides. And we have a whistle, and we have a timeout. Timeout on the field. We will take a timeout ourselves for 30 seconds. We'll be back from Deer Valley High School.
Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form, because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care, right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights!
We have a
gale force wind.
Timeout on the field. Yeah, now the wind has really picked up in the last minute. We have a score of 17-14. The home team, Deer Valley, out in front of the Knights. Knights coming into tonight's contest, ranked number 5 in the 4A division in the state of Arizona. 17 for Deer Valley. And this is a big play, Bill. 4th and 3, 7:22 to go in the third. And the Knights defense playing tough right now. Yonker, he's trying to draw them off sides right now. I don't know if they're really going to try to snap this thing on fourth down or not.
They don't look like they are.
No.
Knights have to be
play
patient.
Play clock running out. They do snap it. They just jack them up. Wow, what a defensive effort by Havasu. Outstanding.
Number 98 with a huge stop for the Knights. Turning the ball over on downs. Owen Merrill got him in the backfield and just didn't let him earn an inch.
Yeah, Bryce Akeem was the ball carrier, and he lost a couple of yards on that fourth down play. So there's your momentum swing right there.
Yep. Now we have to take advantage of it while we still have the wind.
So the Knights offense comes out on the field. They're going to have first down from their own 39-yard line. 7:14 to go in the third quarter. 17-14 is our score in favor of Deer Valley. But the Knights, the momentum swing right now. Andrade cutting back into the center of the field on that handoff, and he is stopped after a short gain. It looked like he was trying to bounce off and move to the right, and then a good job by the defense of Deer Valley.
We've got a player down.
We have a player down on the field, Bill, and that's a Deer Valley player. So the Knights will come off, regroup on the sideline, and they'll have a second down and 10 after the first down attempted run with no gain. Yeah, it might have, I don't know. I think he gained a yard, but what do I know? It looked like he got positive yardage out of that.
Yeah, no, they moved
no
it.
Gain. Yeah. Did they move it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, better late than
never.
Yeah,
they gave him like 2 yards on it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So while we have a timeout on the field, the injured player for Deer Valley, just a reminder of the remaining regular season games. For the Knights, you notice that I'm being optimistic. Regular season games.
I caught that. I don't know if our listeners did, but I caught it.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird season because usually the regular season will roll into like the first Saturday of November. But the last game, or excuse me, the first Friday of November, usually they start the playoffs, you know, the following Saturday. But anyway, the 31st will be our last game of the season, Halloween, and it's going to be a home game against Somerton High School. Before that, on the 24th, it's at Australia, Foothills. That's the last road game. And then we have Yonker High School. We'll talk about that a week from tonight. And we got the snap, and we got a pass by Trip Burke, and it's a completed pass on the far side of the field. And, Bill, I think they're going to get the first down from this.
Oh, absolutely. Yep, halo jump, the reception.
Nice job, nice pass, nice protection up front. And jump brings the ball in along the sideline, and that's going to move the chains. It's going to be first and 10 from midfield at the 50. And we were talking about Yonker. Depending on what happens tonight with Yonker and Buckeye, Yonker comes in tonight undefeated at 6-0, but Havasu's above in the rankings. So it's got to be, it's not a must win for the Knights, but it's got that feeling that they need to pull this out.
Absolutely.
Andrade, the ball carrier, number 24, fighting for some yardage. He crosses the 50 just inside Pure Valley territory. Let's see where they're going to mark it. Oh, they're going to give him a good spot on that ball, Bill. It's at the 49-yard. Nice effort by Andrade.
And Buckeye and Yonkers are tied 14-14, headed into the fourth quarter.
That's a big rivalry there. They're right down the street from each other.
Hit a nine-iron from school to school, I think.
Second down, 9 yards to go. The pass is thrown incomplete. And the receiver, number 10 for the Fighting Knights, doing a great job. That's Halo Jump once again making a big catch, this time off of right tackle. And he is going to be stopped just outside the 40 at the 41-yard line. Hurry up offense for Havasu.
Jumbo package.
Getting some people off the field. And, yeah, the jumbo package, and it's going to be a direct snap.
Come on.
Luke Johnson, number 12.
Wow. I think he fought for it.
Oh, my gosh, it's going to be close.
Yeah, it looks like he got it, though.
I think that extra effort, they're going to give it to him. First down, nice job. Very good.
Yeah, because he was met in the backfield and was able to swing, wiggle free and able to move forward and fall forward for the first down.
Yeah, that was a nice effort. Good job by the Havasu offense. First down now at the 40-yard line of Deer Valley.
That's a big play.
It sure is. Trip Burke back out on the field for the Knights, number 5, the quarterback. Shotgun formation. Andrade to his left. Gets the snap, looking to throw. And across
all hands, Mr. Halo jump.
Kind of field and jump with the catch. Picks up a 5-yard pass reception.
Absolutely snatched that ball out of the air.
We got whistles all over the place right now.
14, Devitt
down. I think
down.
We have another injured player, and this time it's a Havasu player.
Yeah, Carter Devitt.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back. Injury timeout on the field. Havasu on the move, trailing by 3.
Hi, it's Wayne, a Lake Havasu High School alumni with Neat Pool and Supply.
And I'm Selena. Neat Pool is your hot tub headquarters, bringing Lake Havasu the top brand hot tubs and swim spas, Hot Spring, Bullfrog, and then this pool.
Neat Pool and Supply is also your one-stop shop for swimming pool supplies, free water analysis, BioGuard chemicals, parts, repairs, and customer service.
Visit us at 52 Scott Drive, located in the heart of Havasu.
Go Knights!
There's nothing better than Fighting Knights football on a Friday night, so that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Hi, I'm Cam Patterson with Havistyle Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Your family adventure begins at Havistyle Recreation, where we are family fun toys that not only fit your budget, but your lifestyle. You'll find toy haulers, fifth wheels, RVs, even truck campers. Styles and brands not found anywhere else but here. Campers and boaters and desert explorers. Bring your family fun to the next level at Havistyle Recreation.
Number 14, Carter Devitt, the injured knight, and he is up walking off the field on his own. So that's a great sign, and looks like he's going to be fine. So Havasu now, they're going to have a second down, 5 yards to go here with 4:54 to go in the third, and a direct snap again, and this time it's Luke Johnson. He fumbles the ball, and let's see who comes up with it. I think Havasu retains possession. Oh, my. Wow.
I think Luke Johnson was able to come up with his own fumble. So that could have been very, very bad for the Knights.
All right, it's going to be Johnson again, number 12, the ball carrier, trying to find some room off the right side. And the defense of Deer Valley does a good job for no gain. And now they're sending back in number 5, Trip Burke, the regular quarterback, along with Halo Jump and number 24, Andrade. And we have whistles on the field.
Yeah, I've got
and
a player down.
Another player down. It looks like a Deer Valley player.
Yeah.
This time. Boy, oh, boy.
54 again.
Yeah. We're going to keep it right here.
He's getting right up.
Yeah. Good job. Number 54 for Deer Valley is up and walking off the field on his own. And we'll get you a name right now. It is William Simpson for the Skyhawks. And the Havasu offense back out on the field.
Second down.
Second and seven, right?
From the 20-yard line.
Hey, there. All kinds of waste on these papers, right?
Yeah, right.
Andrade, the ball carrier, and he's still on his feet. And good job by 24 Andrade. That's going to be a first down for sure.
Yep.
And they're going to place the ball right about the 10-yard line. So nice call, nice blocking up front, and nice running by number 24 for the Knights, and that's Tristan Andrade. And it's going to be shotgun formation. Burke gets the snap. Andrade, again, the ball carrier, looking for some room off the left side.
And nowhere to go that time.
Head on. So that's going to be no gain on the play. And it's going to bring up second down. And they can get a first down right around the 1 yard line. So, you know, you have that going for you, too. If you're able to get down to the one, it's going to be first and goal. But right now we're looking at a second and nine with just over 3 minutes to go here in the third.
And they need to punch this in before the end of the quarter.
Burke gets the ball. He's going to keep it himself. He's got blockers in front, and he's inside the 10, and he's wrestled down at about the 8-yard line. Let's see where they're going to give him forward progress at. A short gain on second down, and that's going to bring up third down for the Fighting Knights.
I know it was a run all the way, but boy, Halo Jump was absolutely had no one within 30 yards of him on that far side of the field.
Yeah, it's going to bring up third and five, and we're going to change personnel once again.
Luke Johnson in.
Johnson in the gun, gets the snap, runs up the middle, and he is going to be tackled.
Short.
He's going to be short. They're saying the ball came out. And that's going to be interesting. Yeah, nice to recover the ball, and they gained another 2 yards on the recovery after the fumble. A couple of pretty sketchy plays here. Havasu getting those recoveries, but they got to be careful now that they're down by the goal line. We have another injured Knight on the field. No, it's going to be Deer Valley. I'm sorry. Deer Valley. So, oh my gosh, Bill, it's fourth down for Havasu.
Little cramp going on. Yeah, and I think the ball's going to be somewhere right around the 3 yard line. Like you said, they don't have to get in the end zone, but they do have to get inside the 1 yard line. So it'll be interesting to see what set they come out with, if they're going to stick with Luke Johnson. I feel like it is because I see Trip Burke right there on the sidelines, not in this initial huddle right there by the sidelines. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting. I mean, you have to go for it, right? I mean.
Oh, absolutely. Coach Thompson, this is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I mean, he has gone for fourth down as long as I can remember. And longer yardage situations than this. And, oh, my gosh, he went down again. He's got a cramp going on bad. I feel sorry for him. Know what that's like.
Yeah, he started to run off. He took like four or five steps and went right back down.
Yeah. So it's definitely a cramp. You can see the trainers out there trying to, you know, ease the pain, right? Ease the pain. And this time I don't think he's going to be running off the field.
No.
But you have a fourth down situation for Havasu. And right now, as you mentioned, Bill, they got to get close to the one, if not inside the one, to pick up the first down. And I think they're going to bring in the bigger package. Right now we do see Trevor Thompson out there and also Devin, number 14. Those guys are part of the backfield when Luke Johnson's going to get the direct snap.
Yep. And they're going to need to get some good lead blocks. And move the pile.
Yeah, the Deer Valley player, he's walking off a little bit more gingerly, but he's going to be okay. He's going to get that cramp taken care of on the sideline, I'm sure. So he's going to be fine. Okay, here we go.
Hydrate.
Is back out on the field. And, yeah, the Knights, big situation here. And it's going to be Johnson again. 12 looking, 40 bounces out to the side.
Nice.
And he's in for the score. Nice job by Luke Johnson. Blocking up front off a right tackle. Then he scoots it out to the edge, and he puts it in the end zone. Big touchdown for Havasu as they retake the lead. So right now we have a score of 20-17, Havasu, and the extra point attempt by Vera, number six.
Which is going to be really key.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Got the wind to his back, though. Snap is good. The kick is up, and it is good. So there you have it. 21-17, Havasu out in front. We'll be back here in 60 seconds.
It's not the biggest car lot. There's no marble showroom, no flashy fountains. But tucked away right here in Havasu, there's a place where dream cars find their drivers, where deals are fair and smiles come standard. Because sometimes, paradise doesn't need to shout. It just hands you the keys. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, where hometown values meet the open road. ParadiseAutoAndTruckCenter.com. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, proud supporters of the Lake Havasu varsity football team. Go Knights.
Ow, ow, ow. Okay, that's enough. It's time to trim those nails. Where did he go? Sparky, get over here.
Tired of chasing your furry friend, trying to trim those overgrown nails? Dog's coat resemble a wild jungle rather than a sleek fur coat? Your furry buddy in cahoots with the raccoons rummaging through the city trash? Bring it all to a Cut Above Grooming. Dirty dogs done dirt cheap, and the smelly cat, too. From teacup to woolly mammoth, a Cut Above does it all. Bath time, nail time, teeth brushing, flea and tick. To Cut Above, Main Street, Lake Havasu.
Abera tees the ball up, and he's going to kick it off. Went behind him, and it's going to be a nice kick. It's going to be fielded at the 14-yard line and across the 25 to the 30. Still on his feet, finally brought down on the return. Number 7, Gonzalez, is brought down after a 15-yard return. So the offense for the Skyhawks, they'll come out on the field. They're trailing by 4, 21-17, with under 2 minutes to go here in the third.
Great start to the second half by the Knights.
Yeah.
Coming out, scoring 2 touchdowns, able to stop the Deer Valley team, turning this all the way around. Now we just got to keep that momentum throughout the fourth quarter.
It's first and 10. Skyhawks from their own 30-yard line. Ball is handed off, and Havasu sniffs it out, Bill, immediately. Sanchez, the ball carrier, and he goes nowhere.
Owen Merrill, number 98, with the stop.
And we talked about it in the first half. The offense doing a great job, Bill, putting points on the board when they needed to here in the third. But the defense really starting to liven up a lot, and man, they could just change the course of the game.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be second down, 10 to go for Deer Valley. Just over a minute to go here in the third. Younger gets the snap, going to throw it, and it's going to be caught by Sanchez along the far side. And depending on where he went out of bounds, it's going to be close to the first down. Nice gain for the Skyhawks.
Looks like they stopped him at the 39-yard line, maybe. 38.
Yeah, it's going to be a couple yards short because I think the line of gain was at the 41.
Yep.
So it's going to be about 3 yards short, and it's going to be a critical third down now for Deer Valley. And the Havasu Knights defense, well, I tell you what, if they could shut this down and force a punt into the wind, they're going to get a good field position.
Absolutely, and I could see if it gets close, Thompson will probably call the timeout to make them kick that way if it turns out that way.
Yeah, let's see, with a minute left to go here in the third. Third down. 3 yards to go for Deer Valley.
Delay the handoff.
Yonker is going to get the ball, and he's going to keep it himself, and he's going to pick up the first down by a couple of yards. And we have a flag after he runs out of bounds.
That's going to be a personal foul.
Oh.
Deer Valley.
Let's see what the call is.
Oh, a hold.
Hold, yeah, hold. We thought there was some activity on the far side of the field, but a holding call, that's going to bring the ball back, and it's going to make up a third down and 13 for Deer Valley. So the Knights defense did a good job. I was concerned when there was activity after the run that there might have been, you know, a hit out of bounds or something.
Shenanigan penalty.
That's right. So just under a minute to go, 58 seconds in the third, 21-17, Knights out in front over Deer Valley, and a big third down for the Knights defense right here. Third and long. Yonker looking to throw the ball, and it's out of bounds, incomplete.
Stops the clock.
Fourth down and stops the clock. Exactly.
That will make them 52 seconds, so they're going to have to kick it into the wind.
Right.
Best case scenario for the Knights, good stop. Way to come up and play D.
Chavez, number 10, comes out. He'll punt the ball. Abara, number 6, back for the Knights. So, got to kind of calculate the wind. Even though Chavez has a big leg.
Luke Johnson's playing about midway back. So,
yeah, which is probably a smart thing.
Yeah.
Abara is standing at his own 32-yard line. Chavez will kick the ball from his own 20. High snap over his head. Goes into the end zone and goes out of the end zone. Oh, here
That's
we go.
That's got to be a safety. Yep.
Yep, exactly. Wow.
That's a big, big play. And they have to kick off into the wind.
Whew. That's 2 points. Now you're up by 23-17, and you're right, Bill. The free kick's going to be into the wind.
Yep.
And I think the wind had a little bit to do that with that snap. That snap, don't get me wrong, it was a bad snap, but it got high and it arced.
Yep.
And it really carried. And Chavez tried to get the ball before it went out of the end zone.
That was a heads-up play.
That was a heads-up play, and he was almost there.
Yeah, he almost got it and threw that ball away. It would have been intentional grounding, so it still would have been a safety. But irregardless, smart heads-up play by him to try and get that.
Absolutely. So the Knights in a really good position right now. Because, we're getting some coaching from the stands.
Yeah, too many men.
Too many men? Let's count them.
Five,
two,
six,
four,
seven,
six,
eight,
seven,
nine,
eight,
ten. No, five.
There's 11.
Yeah, there's 11.
We're good. Not that we could do anything about it.
Yeah.
But they have 11 men on the field. So here we go. Abara now standing at his own 36-yard line. Chavez with a kick. And it's a low kick, and it's going to
let it go
out. Bounce out of bounds. Why? Yeah. And, you know, the Havasu, when it's all said and done, they get good field position at their own 37.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a flag for ball going out of bounds. Even on the free kick, they got to keep it in the field of play. So the ball went out of bounds at the 37,
right?
So that should be, I believe, a 10-yard penalty.
Let's see what they do. I mean, we didn't see a flag. Oh, yeah, I see the flag by the ball now.
Yeah.
I do see it. Okay. At first, I didn't see the flag. So now Coach Thompson's going down there and going to give the referee his 2 cents.
He wants him to re-kick it. It's going to be my thought.
Unless you're going to tack 10 yards on, right, and you get the ball at the 47-yard line.
No, I think you make it re-kick it into this wind. Absolutely.
Let's see what they're going to do. Let's sort this out. First of all, let's see what the officials are going to do with the ball. So they're moving the ball. I think that Thompson's...
He's wanting them to re-kick it.
He's wanting
them
to re-kick it. Right now, I really don't blame him because it's at the 45.
They're not giving them that option, though.
No, they're not. Huh. Shows what we know. Yeah, he's still arguing the fact. He wants to re-kick it. We want them to re-kick it. But the Knights are going to take the ball over in good field position at their own 45, right? They're up by a score of 23-17. Just 45 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. And momentum has really changed, Bill. And it's moved back into the hands of the Fighting Knights.
He wants them to re-kick it. He's calling the referee over, and he is shaking his head.
Yeah, I don't disagree with him. I think he's got a valid point. I would make him re-kick it.
Absolutely.
You got the penalty yardage. Make them do it again.
Yeah, so they should be kicking from the 10. Or not. Thompson was talked out of, or they decided that that's not the way they wanted to go.
All right, nonetheless, we're going to have...
First and 10 from our home 45 after all that. I'd love to be a fly on that wall.
Yeah, Trip Burke, we'll have to talk to him on the radio next week and see what the deal is. All right, Burke hands the ball off. That's a flea flicker. Oh, no, he drops the ball under some pressure. And Trip Burke still trying to get out from underneath the tackle. And he's going to be dropped for a loss. Andrade pitched it back to him, and Trip Burke dropped the ball. And they were fortunate because it wasn't a turnover, even though it was a loss of yardage.
And then we have a Deer Valley player down. But I just play football. Don't go gadgeting. You only have too many plays with the wind at your back. What are you doing?
If it was executed properly, right, then it would have been, a good play because I fooled the defense and, we're not down on the field, but you got to think even with the pitches and stuff, the winds kind of play a little bit of a factor. Moving that ball around.
Agreed. I've never, ever liked this leaf licker at any level.
All right. We're going to take a 30-second break with the injury timeout on the field. Havasu out in front. If I can make this work, right? Now we're just going to keep it in.
All right.
Let's just do that. Is that all right?
Yeah.
All right.
You're the boss, man.
Good deal. I don't know, sometimes. Maybe. I'm not sure.
You're in charge, whether you're the boss or not. That's to be determined by Miss Tracy. I don't like your chances.
Oh,
holy cow, this wind is crazy.
Yeah, it's picking up quite a bit. And the injured player for Deer Valley, once again, another cramp is limping off the field, and hopefully everything will be good.
So the Knights going to be second down and almost 20.
Yeah, the Knights offense coming back out on the field, Bill. And, yeah, that flea flicker didn't work out for Havasu, so you now have second and long. Like you said, second and 20. Burke in at quarterback. He's in the gun. Andrade, number 24, to his right. Single receiver out to his right. Single out to his left. Standing at his own 32-yard line.
Why?
I don't know what they're waiting for.
I know. Why?
Wow.
What?
Burke's back to pass.
Got
to
get rid of it.
Deep, and he's under pressure. Now he's got some room to run, but he's going to throw it out, and it's going to be an incomplete pass.
And an illegal forward pass.
Yeah, he went way over the line of scrimmage. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to throw
the
flag.
That's a shame. The clock was winding down, and we were wondering if they were going to get the snap off. They snapped the ball with about 4 seconds left.
And now you're punting into the wind. Come on.
Well, it's going to be third down. This will be third down. And let's see. With the quarters over, and we'll take our 30-second break at the end of the third. Our score is 23-17. Nice.
Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form, because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care, right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights!
Welcome back to Knights Football on KNTR Sports 980 AM, KNTRSports.com. We're about to start the final quarter here from Deer Valley High School. Havasu out in front by a score of 23-17. The offense of the Havasu Fighting Knights out on the field, but right now they are being backed up. And
yeah, so
it's going to be second down and 25.
An untimed down here.
Yeah. So, got to get the game clock going.
No, it's an untimed down. The clock ran out.
Oh, the clock did run out. Okay. All right, Tripp Burke looking to throw. He's under pressure, and he's going to be dropped for a loss, a big loss, back inside the 25 down to the 24-yard line. So, now they're going to end the third quarter. So, there was a penalty that we thought that Tripp Burke crossed the line of scrimmage when he attempted that pass. The officials called it a legal man downfield. Nonetheless, that was a penalty right when the clock struck zero, and they had one more play to run to technically end the third quarter. So right now, the third quarter does come to an end, and Havasu, Bill, they're out in front, but things aren't going the way they want them to right now offensively, because when they come back, it is going to be
third
down in like 20.
No, 35.
35?
35.
35. You've done the map already?
I have done the map.
Where are they going to place the ball?
They're going to place the ball at our own 25-yard line.
Okay, as the teams switch field, ends of the field, this is going to be third and forever.
Yeah. We got to get to the 45 of their 45-yard line.
Now the wind's in the favor of Deer Valley. You got to think about that with their kicking and punting game. That's beneficial to them.
Yeah, the last minute of that half made no sense to me whatsoever.
Yeah, and the winds are really picking up again. And we're about to start the final quarter.
6-point lead for the Knights.
Yeah, it's third down and 35. And number 12, Luke Johnson, he's going to be forced out of bounds. And that's going to bring up fourth down. If the scoreboard's correct, yeah, they're going to flip it. Yeah, it's fourth down. He picked up maybe 4 or 5 yards on the play.
Yeah.
So the Knights now still have to punt the ball into the wind. Halo jump, number 10, comes out to punt the ball. And back to receive is number 7, Gonzalez, and he's going to stand at the 45-yard line. The punt by Halo jump low, and it hits a nice player, and it's going to be a bad punt when it's all said and done. It was a low punt, and it hit a nice player, and it's going to be 1st and 10 for the Skyhawks at the Knights' 40-yard line.
I mean, the punt itself was probably not a bad idea to keep it low like that, but...
There was 4 or 5 Knights running down the field, and the ball was low.
Kicked right into him.
And hit the Knights player right in the back of the ankle. So the Deer Valley Skyhawks trailing by 6, homecoming for Deer Valley tonight. Nice crowd on the home side of the field, but... Hey, give all the applause to the Havasu fans that travel well. Got about 70 fans here tonight at Deer Valley High School. And the pass, Yonker completes it down the middle, still on his feet, fighting for yardage, and they finally blow the whistle. That was number 2 for Deer Valley, and he just would not go down, Bill. He just kept on going, and that's Brody Keith. And it's going to be 1st down after the 11-yard gain. The pass and run for Deer Valley. And the ball now at the 29-yard line of the Fighting Knights. So here you go. You got to rise up, defense.
Got to find some way to make a stop.
Sanchez in the backfield with Yonker on his 1st down. And it's going to be Sanchez, number 4, carrying the load. And he's going to pick up 4, maybe 5 yards, and it's going to bring up 2nd and manageable for Deer Valley. And the clock just winding down, under 11 minutes to go in the game. Scoot over, Bill, so I can see what's going on. Okay, I'm good. Thanks. All right. So the ball inside the 25-yard line of Havasu, second down for the Skyhawks. Yonker number one in the gun, swings to his right, and we got whistles on the field, and we got a timeout, Havasu. All right, timeout, Havasu. We're going to take a timeout ourselves, and we'll be back in 60.
Anderson Auto Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in northwest Arizona since 1999. We have the following dealerships: Anderson Toyota, Nissan, Honda, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Ford, Bullhead City, Ford, Kingman, and Chevrolet. Visit our website at AndersonAuto.com. We take pride in exceeding customer expectations, commitment to integrity, and community engagement through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!
Havasu's Amore Pie and More is where everything tastes like your best childhood memory. Kimberly and her team are baking up more than just pies. They're baking joy, community, and a little bit of magic into every bite. Come grab something sweet, savory, or perfectly in between, whether it's quiche for breakfast, pie for lunch, or cheesecake, just because there's always room for Amore. Amore Pie and More, where love is in every bite. New AmorePieandMore.com. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Let's go Knights!
KNTR Sports, 980 AM, KNTRSports.com. We got second and five, Deer Valley with the football. Three receivers out to Yonkers right, man in motion, and it's going to be number two, the ball carrier, inside the 20, down to the 15, and I think almost down to the 10. Let's see where they spot the ball, Bill Beckman. That was
Brody Keith.
Brody Keith doing the running for Deer Valley.
Yeah, they spread the Knights out and then had that man in motion and had a quick handoff, and he was able to get into the open field.
So it's first and 10, Deer Valley at the Knights' 14-yard line. 10 minutes to go in the ball game. Havasu out in front by a score of 23-17, but Deer Valley is on the move. Yonker rolling to his right, under pressure, and throws the ball, and it's dropped. Incomplete pass. A nice defense by the Fighting Knights, putting the hit on the intended receiver, and that was number 10, Chavez. And right now the Skyhawks are looking at a second down and 10 from the Knights' 14-yard line. Little score update. We have a which is important, Yonker and Buckeye playing tonight, Bill.
Yeah, 26-14, Buckeye leads.
All right, here we go. Yonker throws the ball out, and it's incomplete. Great job by the Havasu defense, Bill.
Yeah, they...
I think that was Ethan Adler, number 8, putting the smack down on number 4, Sanchez, coughing the ball out of his hands. It was a nice play. It was an intended pass and perfect timing by Adler.
Yeah. We need to absolutely hold them to a field goal try here.
They're down at 10. Stop clocks at 9:46 with the incomplete pass. But getting back to this game real quick, tell you what, that, you know, 6-0 team going to 6-1 is a big deal.
Absolutely.
Yonker gets the ball, looking to pass it, and he's got a man open. It's Sanchez, number 4, and he gets into the end zone. He had 3 or 4 Knights around him. And
probably
wait
flagged
a second.
Down.
Yeah, there's a flag. It's gonna be, I believe it's gonna be a holding call against Deer Valley. Because there were 3 or 4 Knights around him. He gets into the end zone. Nice effort. But I think it might have been assisted by a hold.
Strong possibility.
And no indication from the officials yet. They're going to pick up the flag. No.
Wow.
Penalty. And it's a touchdown for Deer Valley. Oh, my. Oh.
Mr. Thompson trying to get some type
Coach Thompson is not happy at all, and I don't blame him one bit. Not one bit. We saw it up here. It appeared to be, from our vantage point, a holding penalty. The referees got together and decided to pick up the flag. The extra point attempt by Chavez, number 10. High snap. The kick is down, and it is good. So, a one-point lead for Deer Valley.
And Havasu going into,
oh my gosh,
hurricane winds.
Yeah, we talked about how the winds were going to affect this football game, and it's definitely, you know, an advantage of the team that's moving south on the field with the winds coming in right from their back, coming in from the north. So,
and Coach Thompson is still trying to get the attention.
Well, I think the officials probably want to stay away from him. I'd stay away from him.
Yeah.
Well, thanks City Maytag for being one of our sponsors located in Lake Havasu City. Top brand, unbeatable services. Refresh your home the right way with quality you can count on only at City Maytag. Visit CityMaytag1.com. That's CityMaytag1, the numeral 1.com. One of our sponsors for night's football. We appreciate City Maytag.
And this kickoff might end up in Parker.
Yeah. With a big gust, it certainly could. Chavez ready to kick the ball off, and he booms it. And it's going to go and hit at the 5-yard line and roll into the end zone, touchback. And that will bring the Havasu Knights offense out on the field with 9:38. They'll have it at 1st and 10 from their own 20-yard line. So you just got about, I don't know, the Knights, yeah, the 20. So you have enough time possibly to get the ball twice, right, with the remaining time. But you really want to make the best of the situation. And as Bill indicated, you're heading down into the wind. So any kicking is going to be iffy at best.
Suspect.
Yeah, right?
And throwing. I mean, the long throws are not going to be there either.
All right, Burke. Going to keep, let's see. We got whistles all over the place. Once the snap occurred, and I think we have, well, see if he gets up. Have a defensive lineman that was down for a moment for Deer Valley, but he pops right up. It was a direct snap to number 12, Luke Johnson.
They called an illegal procedure, but I didn't see it.
So now they're going to bring back in Tripp Burke. They're also going to put on Andrade in the backfield. So you got your regular backfield in for the Fighting Knights. Johnson will now come out in the slot, number 12, to Burke's right. And it's going to be first down and 15 for Havasu. And Tripp Burke throws the ball low, and they're saying it's a catch. Nice grab going down low for the ball, Bill. Number 15 for the Fighting Knights. That's Cohen Taylor doing a great job coming up with that ball because it looked like it might have skipped, but nice hands, and nonetheless, the Knights come back out to where they started originally at the 20-yard line. So it's going to be second down and 10 for Havasu. Burke passes the ball to Andrade, number 24, and Andrade picks up a few yards. Yeah, you thought there might be a flag on that, but no indication from the officials.
And no laundry on the floor, so.
Right. So it's a big third down play right now for Havasu. Clock moving down to 8:30. And you got to think about, you know, managing the clock now. You really have to get into that mindset. Burke in the gun, looking to throw the ball. He's under pressure, and he's got a catch. And I think it's enough for the first down. Let's see what they're going to do with that. Because Halo Jump brings the ball in, and, oh, man, they're going to mark it just short.
Oh, nope, they're signaling first down.
Oh, now they're signaling first down. Good job.
Yeah, because the ball breaks the 30-yard line. It's a first down because it was a...
They certainly weren't moving the chains initially. Maybe Thompson got in their ear.
Well, I mean, if the ball touches the 30, it's a first down because it's a 10-yard. The kickoff was into the end zone.
So here we go, 1st and 10 for the Knights. Andrade, number 24, the running back. He gets 2 or 3 yards, still on his feet. Good push by Andrade to get the ball up to the 35-yard line. Nice gain on first down for Havasu.
Oh, 36. They gave him
a nice spot.
Yeah. Generous, as we like to call it.
They got 2nd and 4 to go for Havasu. Knights trailing only by 1 point. 7:32 to go in the game. Trip Burke in the gun, standing in his own 30. Gets the snap, and the pass is high. The intended receiver was number 10, Halo Jump, but he just couldn't get up to get the ball. And that little slant route definitely was going to pick up a first down and more.
Yeah, a little bit behind him, too. So
clock stops at 7:17 with the incomplete pass. Another third down situation for the Knights. It's 3rd and 5. The ball at their own 36-yard line. Trip Burke gets a snap. Fake to Andrade. Ball is tipped up in the air, and it's caught by Havasu. And
that's going to be a first down.
That's going to be really, really close. Right, they had to get to the 40.
Yeah, he's walking that line.
So the pass
first down
tipped. Havasu comes down with it, and it is a first down. So nice job by the Knights offense keeping this series going. The ball out to the 40-yard line.
I'm with you, though. They need to slow the pace down and eat some of this clock up, too.
Burke hands the ball off to Andrade. He's got some room, and he's over the 45 to the 46-yard line. So Tristan Andrade doing a great job moving the ball on the ground for the Fighting Knights. Covering up 2nd down and 4 with 6:30 to go in the game. And it's going to be Devitt on the reception. And Devitt puts his head down. He's a positive yardage inside Deer Valley territory for the first down. And the ball's going to be marked at the Skyhawks' 47-yard line. So nice job by the Fighting Knights offense moving the ball. First and 10. It's going to be Carter Devitt again, number 14 on the screen, and we got flags all over the place. And Bill Beckman says it's a hold. All right.
Oh, no, illegal procedure. He wasn't up on the line. Did not have the end covered on that far side.
Yeah, all times now for the wind to start gusting, right?
Yeah.
Final minutes of the ball game. So the ball's going to be backed up 5 yards on the ninth penalty. Make it 1st and 15 for the Havasu offense. You know, you look at the clock, Bill. You look at what's going down on the field. Yeah, you want to put points on the board. But how soon do you want to put points on the board, right? You got to think about that. You think about the taking more time off the clock and you're moving that thing down at a methodical pace. 1st and 15 for Havasu. Burke gets the snap. And it's the option. He's going to pitch it out to Andrade. And nice play because Tristan picked up an extra 4 yards.
Yep.
On the run option. And that's going to bring up a 2nd down for Havasu, 11 yards to go. Hurry up offense. Burke, he's going to throw the screen out to Carter Devitt, number 14. He's inside on the 50, and he is going to pick up the first down as he's pushed out of bounds at the 45-yard line.
No, he's going
to
be short.
You think?
Oh, yeah. He has to reach the 43.
Oh, he's going
to
be a little short. You're right. You're right. Yep. Yeah, so here we go. Critical 3rd down for Havasu. It's going to be 3rd and a long 5.
I think you have to be playing this for 4 downs. territory.
I think you do too, Bill.
Because you can't punt in this wind right now.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I agree. Andrade, the ball carrier, inside the 45 down to the 44.
Maybe picked up a yard.
Maybe a 2 yard gain at most. So, big decision time. The passing game has been effective for Havoc.
But you can't throw
the short,
in this wind.
The short pass. I mean, you have to pick up. It's fourth and six. And that's a legitimate 6 yards right now. So we're going to have a timeout on the field. Fighting Knights. We're going to keep it here, Bill.
Yeah.
So if you're looking into your playbook, and you do have to take the wind into consideration, but I think both teams have done a pretty good job of the screens, short passing game, because unless you're really the gambler, you're not going to try to throw that ball deep.
No. No chance.
And I think what you do is maybe try for a 3 or 4 yard pass, and hopefully your receiver is able to pick up that extra 2 or 3 yards.
Need a quick hitter, but it needs to be like a slant. We can't be going north and south on that. We've not been successful at that. We got to get somebody maybe in motion.
You know, the run option's another idea, too. They worked pretty effective. The last time they tried it with Burke and Andrade was able to pick up that 4 yards. So, yeah, they need something that is safe.
Right, because you don't want to turn over.
We're trying to keep our papers from flying out the press box windows. But, you know, obviously it's got to be efficient. It's got to be something that, you know, the coaching staff has talked about. They've gone through this in practice, and they probably got 2 or 3 different plays in mind. And we're going to find out here real soon what they're going to do. Burke comes back out on the field in the gun. He's at his own 50-yard line. Andrade to his right. He's got trips to his right. And they're going to pass the ball, and Burke's going to throw it, and it's going to be caught by Novertel and Halo Jump. And, man, oh, man, we got a flag. And I think it's going to be against Deer Valley. And if that's the case, it's a first down Havasu.
I believe that was a face mask.
I think you're right. The reaction from the Knights sideline and with Halo Jump moving his helmet, I think that's what the call is going to be, because I don't think there was any type of tackle out of bounds. I think everything was in the field of play. But it's hard to see, you know, when you got all the nice players right in front. But I you know, it's got to be
personal foul.
There you go. And there you have it, 15 yards.
That's
big penalty in favor of the Fighting Knights.
A huge break, because they were not even close to getting that first down.
No, Halo Jump, he caught the ball. He needed to get to what, the 37-yard line?
Yep.
He got the ball maybe at the 41.
Yeah.
And then he was going nowhere, and then the personal foul penalty, 15-yarder. Now the Knights sitting pretty inside the 30 at the 29-yard line of Deer Valley.
And the Deer Valley sideline's not very happy at the moment.
No.
A little turnabout is fair play, as they say.
So it's going to be first and 10, Havasu. Burke gets the snap.
Uh-oh.
And he's going to keep it. He's got some room on the far side of the field, and he might have picked up a yard.
Yeah, good tackle by number 50 for Deer Valley.
Deer Valley saying that we coughed it up.
No.
But no indication at all from the officials.
No, and Mr. Burke is down.
Yeah, we have an injured player on the field. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a timeout, and we'll be back. And hopefully, if it's Trip Burke, what it appears to be, will be up and getting off the field on his own power. That's what you hope for. We'll be back. Our score, 24-23, Deer Valley over Havasu.
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Volcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers.
Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily. And we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail, drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. It's hard to stop a train.
Welcome back to Deer Valley High School, KNTR Sports, on location for a matchup. Number 5, Havasu, coming into tonight's game against number 17, Deer Valley. And right now, the home team out in front by a score of 24-23. And it appears that Tripp Burke, the quarterback for the Fighting Knights, down on the field. And if he's unable to go, it's going to be number 10, Halo Jump, that's going to take over at quarterback for the Knights. But the most important thing is what's going on with Tripp Burke. We have medical people in from Havasu, of course, and I think also Deer Valley looking at him, since it's on the Deer Valley side of the field, Bill. You have 4:45 to go in the ball game. 15-yard penalty on the previous play, personal foul against the Skyhawks. That really helped out the Fighting Knights on this drive.
Yeah, it was a, as they say, a lucky break for us. But
we could see Tripp Burke moving his left arm and hand. Now more personnel out on the field to see what's going on.
They're inside of his shoulder pad, so maybe like in his shoulder area.
Yeah, we can't really tell too much. So hopefully he's going to be okay. And Halo Jump warming up on the sideline. It wouldn't be the first time that Jump has gone in for quarterback for the Fighting Knights.
No, he was actually the quarterback the last time I called a game for the team.
Yeah, some other injuries in the quarterback position. Anyway, just a reminder, we are at home next week, next Friday night at Lee Barnes Stadium. Yonker High School comes in to play us, and the last time we checked, Bill, Yonker was on the losing end to Buckeye.
Yeah, let me see that.
And after that, it's the last road game for these Road Warriors. They will be at Australia Foothills on the 24th, and then the regular season wraps up on Friday night, the 31st, Halloween, at home against Somerton High School. So the Knights, you know, depending on what happens with tonight's game, and you know, they come out with a victory, I think they're in good shape. I don't think they're going to move too far up or down in the standings. They go out with a loss, and some of these other teams, Deer Valley obviously will jump up some from 17. And you're getting to the critical time of the season where you're really looking at, okay, what's the seeding going to be in the playoffs?
Yeah, it seems kind of strange to say that because they've been on the road so much, it doesn't seem like they've played that many games. So, the season's really flying by. And I think that we're in a good position right now, obviously, but this game is going to be critical for sure.
All right, Bill. We're going to take another break here from some of our sponsors. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Anderson Auto Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in northwest Arizona since 1999. We have the following dealerships: Anderson Toyota, Nissan, Honda, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Ford, Bullhead City, Ford, Kingman, and Chevrolet. Visit our website at AndersonAuto.com. We take pride in exceeding customer expectations, commitment to integrity, and community engagement through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!
Havasu's Amore Pie and More is where everything tastes like your best childhood memory. Kimberly and her team are baking up more than just pies. They're baking joy, community, and a little bit of magic into every bite. Come grab something sweet, savory, or perfectly in between, whether it's quiche for breakfast, pie for lunch, or cheesecake, just because there's always room for Amore. Amore Pie and More, where love is in every bite. New AmorePieandMore.com. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Let's go Knights.
Okay, welcome back to Deer Valley High School. Tripp Burke being assisted off the field, and that's a good sign that he's up walking, and we wish nothing but the best for number five, the quarterback for the Fighting Knights. And Luke Johnson gets the direct snap, and he's trying to fight for extra yardage, and he is going nowhere. Good defense by Deer Valley on the carry as the clock moves down to 4:30 left to go in the game. And right now we're looking at a third down for the Fighting Knights, third and nine. This is I do believe this is going to be four down territory. Johnson again, the direct snap, and we got flags flying all over the place. And I think you're going to have possibly a false start.
Yep.
False start. When I'm able to call the penalties, you know they're pretty obvious. Okay, so now it's a third down and not any easier for Havasu. The ball back up 5 yards. So third and 14 for the Fighting Knights. Johnson again getting the ball. And this time he gets inside the 25 and made it down to the 24-yard line. So here we go, Bill. This is a big fourth down play.
Yeah, so it's going to be fourth. Yeah, about four to go.
So what do? You
can't kick it into the wind.
You keep the same package in?
No, I don't agree with that because they know what's coming.
Yeah. All right. Well, if there's ever going to be something that is going to spike out the defense, it's got to be this one. And Johnson, the ball carry number 12. He's inside the 20, and yes, I think he picked up the first down, Bill.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice job. Nice blocking on the right side of the offensive line. And that's going to bring up a first down, and we have an injured Deer Valley player now on the field. And they're bringing in medical. So we're going to another timeout and come back. And right now we have an injured Skyhawk on the field. And Havasu with the first down deep inside Deer Valley territory. We'll be back in 60.
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off. And you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Volcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towels, weight suits, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily. And we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
I think you got to be smart about this, too.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail, drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test. So it runs mercury, air conditioning, and heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. It's hard to stop a train.
Welcome back to Deer Valley High School. The injured Skyhawk is up and off the field under his own power. That's fantastic news.
Yep.
You just don't like to see that. You don't want to have anything bad happen to these young men. It's number 54, William Simpson. We've called his name a number of times this evening during the game. So happy to see that young man walking off the field. Okay, here we go. Havasu picks up the first down from the Luke Johnson run. It's going to be first and 10 Havasu, the ball at Deer Valley's 13-yard line. And, Bill, they still have that, as we've been calling it, the jumbo package out. on the field for the offense. Duke Johnson waiting for the snap, trying to draw them off sides. And he gets the ball, and he's going to run up the middle. And he's still fighting for extra yardage. He picks up a couple. It's going to be close to the 11-yard line. And it's going to bring up second down for Havasu. And as you mentioned, Bill, a lot of the things that they have to take into consideration is clock management.
Yeah, you don't want to leave them enough time to do anything, but you have to make sure you leave enough time for yourself to score. So, and you don't want to have to kick this ball.
No. And it's going to be Johnson, and he's going to be dropped for a loss. Good penetration by the Deer Valley defense. And we have another third down. It's going to be third down and seven.
Yep, we need to pick up four or five here and split the difference.
Yeah, you're looking at definitely four down territory. And Johnson again with the ball. He's trying to push himself forward, and there's going to be no gain on that play. So here we go, fourth down. Now, the last time they had a fourth down situation, Johnson went out off a right tackle and was able to pick up the first down. So are you looking at something similar?
They're calling a timeout. Deer Valley's calling a timeout.
Yeah, well, they want to make
preserve
sure
some clock just
right
in case.
Yeah, they need to do that.
Yeah, because you knew Thompson was going to let that clock run out and call it with one
Absolutely.
Second to go.
They want to thank Salmon's Air Conditioning. They've been with us for a long time in Havasu since 1972. Save thousands on repairs and replacements with Salmon's Air Conditioning. Get priority service and big energy savings with their $168 annual maintenance plan. I wish I had this $168 a year maintenance plan for me. They've been serving the tri-state for 53 years. Visit salmonsac.com. That's salmonsac.com. Havasu Springs Resort. When you're craving comfort, spice, or something fresh off the grill, your perfect plate awaits at Havasu Springs Resort. Check out their sunset menu specials starting at just $15. In today's world, that's a good deal. Located between Parker and Havasu off Highway 95, that's Havasu Springs Resort, one of our sponsors for Friday Night's Football. Okay, Bill Beckman, here we go.
Man, I am not so sure I don't kick this ball.
This is like the play of the game, right?
Honestly, ooh.
It's fourth down. 10 yards to go. And it's going to be Luke Johnson, number 12,
not
trying to get to the outside, and he's not going to make it.
Not a chance.
Oh, my gosh. Deer Valley, they come up with a defensive stop on fourth down. But here's the deal. They're deep in their own territory, right? They're going to come out, and they're going to have the ball at their own 12-yard line or 11, depending on where they spot the ball. It's at the 12. And a minute 37 to go.
Only two timeouts for the Knights, though.
And there's only two timeouts left?
Yep. You called one earlier in the half.
You did. You're right. Okay. So the referees are blowing the whistle, saying, okay, let's play some football. So here we go, 1:37 left to go. Havasu down by 1 point. They have a couple of timeouts left, and they trail by one. And Deer Valley has the ball first and 10 from their own 12-yard line. Yeah, we got some motion up front.
No.
Going to be false start?
No, they're kneeling on it.
I see. Okay, I thought that the left tackle for Deer Valley jumped. I thought, and I'm probably wishful thinking, I guess. So now the clock moves down to 1:16, 1:15. I thought, you know, look at the scoreboard clock. It only shows one timeout left, Bill. For each team. So here we go with 57 seconds. They're just going to take a knee again. So unless something really goofy happens, Havis is going to move to five.
Well, they should have to hike it one more time. If he's got one more timeout, they're going to have to do something on fourth down.
I would think so. Third down, clock moving down to 34 seconds. Now we're down to 29. Problem is, you got the wind in the face of the Fighting Knights. They're going to have to, yeah, with 16 seconds, 8. Havasu calls a timeout.
Yeah.
They got to put, I think, 8 or 9 seconds back on the clock.
Yep. And they're going to have to do something.
Little premature celebration, right?
And they don't want to run off the back of the end zone because that's not going to work well for them.
Yeah, Havasu is going to need something that gets them good field position, right? Either a shank or a bad punt or a great run back. Because they only put 7 seconds back on the clock.
Yeah, or do they try and run the ball, run around with the ball for 7 seconds? That's an awful long time. Because it would be turned over on down.
Well, with the punter that Deer Valley has, I would be shocked if they don't punt the ball. But, you know, the last time, it went sailing over his head.
Yep.
So that's something to think about, too. I mean, that's why we're up here and we're not down there coaching. So the timeout's just about done. And the Knights, I think they're going to have, I thought there was about 9 seconds left when they took a knee the last time, but we'll see what they do with the game clock. So if you're the coach for Deer Valley, what do you do?
I hike the ball and tell the man to run left and try and stay up for 7 seconds.
All right, it is 7 seconds. That's the time left in the game. Fourth down, and now Deer Valley calls a timeout.
Deer Valley.
So that's the last timeout for sure for Deer Valley.
And yeah, well, they can't call another timeout anyway because of the penalty.
Right. But I was just going to say that there's no timeouts left for Havis, do I?
Nope.
So this is it, unless there's a penalty.
Or if they're tackled.
Or if they're tackled with
before the time runs out,
right.
Then Havis will get the ball where that tackle's made.
Right.
Which is why I think you got to kick it.
Once again, that's why we're up here.
And you kick it out of bounds. I mean,
we've seen what their punter can do, right? He's got a great leg. But also,
we also saw the ball
right. Any
over
bad
head.
Snap whatsoever is going to benefit Havasu. So,
and if they fall on the ball. It's down at that point, and the clock stops. It's a change of possession.
7 seconds to go. Could be the final play of the game. Shotgun formation. Yonker gets the snap, and then he's going to kick it. It's blocked.
It's down. There should be time on the clock. 2 seconds.
There should be time on the clock. You're exactly
I think you've
right.
got to kick it. You got to kick that ball.
I agree with you. I'm with you.
Kick the field goal, boys.
Yep. What? We talked about it. Unless something goofy happens, and that happens. The quarterback tried to kick the ball, and it was blocked.
Yep.
It was tipped. And now you have 2 seconds left.
The ball's going to be at about the 10-yard line.
Right. So it's a 27-yard field goal attempt.
Yep. You got to kick it.
Oh, absolutely. A bear is out there. You know, the wind has calmed down a little bit, which is great, but it's still kind of gusty and swirly.
He says that, the wind gusts.
And, yeah, so here we go. It's either a walk-off win or a tough loss for the Fighting Knights. No timeouts for either team. Here we go. Good snap. Kick is up. Oh, and it's off to the left. Off to the left.
They ran into the kicker there. Why don't the opponents throw a flag on that?
All right, the referees are running off the field. Tough loss for the Fighting Knights. Tough loss. That's a tough kick. I mean, we can let you know listening on radio that the winds are something
Howling.
That were part of this football game from the get-go.
Absolutely played a part in this game.
It benefited some of the teams and sometimes, and then was a big factor here as Barra tried to kick the game-winning 27-yard field goal. He had enough leg on it.
He did.
And the ball went to the life of the upright. So that's going to wrap it up for us tonight from Deer Valley High School. The final score, Deer Valley 24, the Havasu Fighting Knights 23. We will be with you a week from tonight at Lee Barnes Stadium, Lake Havasu City, when the Yonker comes into town to face on your Fighting Knights. For Bill Beckman, I'm Steve Greeley. Have yourselves a good night.
Dine where the view is just the beginning. The Springs Dining at Havasu Springs Resort invites you to savor an incredible experience. From seared citrus ahi and black and prime rib, Caesar salads to Cajun cream shrimp pasta, hand-cut steaks to coconut shrimp with pineapple mango salsa. Every dish is crafted with care and served lakeside. Comfort spice or something fresh off the grill. Your perfect plate awaits. Visit HavasuSprings.com to reserve your table today. Nestled conveniently between Parker and Havasu, it's Havasu Springs Resort.
Touchdown! The two words Havasu Fighting Knights fans love to hear. Hi, I'm Tammy with the law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken not only supports our Fighting Knights, but for over 25 years he has been an advocate of our communities and practicing law in Mojave County. If you need help with personal injury, auto accidents, wrongful death, bankruptcy, trust, wills, powers of attorney, probate, and business formations, please contact us. Visit us at kenmoyerlaw.com. Now go, Fighting Knights!
Every morning, the sun greets you. As reliable as a train heating and cooling system. Well, almost. Because no matter the temperature outside, it's always perfect inside. And when the sun calls it a day, a train system is there to say goodnight. Heating, cooling, and beyond.
Over 52 years and nothing stops Sammons Air Conditioning. Fortunes save for comfortable homes every time. Visit SammonsAC.com, a bookmark worth saving. Sammons Air Conditioning.
It's hard to stop a train.
The Bradley Auto Group is a proud sponsor of high school football. Hey, this is Robert with the Bradley Auto Group. Bradley Ford, Bradley Chevrolet, and Riverview Auto Sales. You'll find hundreds of pre-owned and new vehicles on our lots. We are community-minded and always looking to support athletic and education causes. Please see any of our dealerships for a new car, truck, or SUV. We have award-winning service departments, body shop, parts departments, and from all of us at Bradley Auto Group, go Knights!
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Work commute just got a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tire Man at Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TireManOfLakeHavasu.com.
Hi, it's Wayne, a Lake Havasu High School alumni with Neat Pool and Supply.
And I'm Selena. Neat Pool is your hot tub headquarters, bringing Lake Havasu the top brand hot tubs and swim spas, Hot Spring, Bullfrog, and Linda's Pool.
Neat Pool and Supply is also your one-stop shop for swimming pool supplies, free water analysis, BioGuard chemicals, parts, repairs, and customer service.
Visit us at 52 Scott Drive, located in the heart of Havasu.
Go Knights!
Thank you for listening to Fighting Knights Football on KNTR Sports 980 AM. This game has been brought to you by Bradley Auto Group, Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet, City Maytag, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Company, A Cut Above Grooming, Neat Pool and Supply, Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer, Avastyle Recreation, Tire Man of Lake Havasu, Martin Swanty's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, Amore Pie and More, Blue River Gems, Gear Up Motorsports, Mercury Air, Perfection to Detail, David Rose for Arizona House, Mojave College, Havasu Pest Control. Let's join our regular programming on KNTR Sports AM FM. Welcome to the team.